Simen Shin Chof Dalet, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel. The truth is that this is the Bir Halacha here is a great Akdamah Talosh. It's Mesakim, the Shitas, it's a big Machlagis Yushenim, and it's a big Machlagis Tanoim. And there's one Stam Mishnah like one Tana, one Stam Mishnah like another Tana. Machlagis Yushenim have had a Paskim. What's Lush? I have no idea. We didn't, we're supposed to learn it in the Chaburah, but we didn't, so it doesn't exist. Up until Bez Hashem, at least those that Chazar will be learning it. The Lush is literally kneading. K-N-E-A-D. And we need to learn it, but this is not going to be the time. There's an interesting, preparing food, it's really talking about all the halachas of preparing food for animals, and a lot of the yisaidus are also true for preparing food for human beings, and what type of lush concoctions one is allowed to do. It's the famous question of whether or not you're allowed to mix your crane with mayonnaise. Maybe it depends on what type of mayonnaise and what type of crane. Here we're talking about Morsan, which is bran, mixing it together with water. Most people are not eating that. Yeah, that's also a type of Morsan. The interesting halacha that's mentioned over here is the first halacha is actually very negiah to Berer also, and that is, it's on Kuf Mem, the Mishnah on Kuf Mem. That it says that you're not allowed to be kriver tevin bekvara shipal amayt la'aretz. There's two parts of the stalk of wheat which are not used for human consumption. There's the straw, which is the bottom, and there's the moitz, which is the mamash, the top, like the hairy part, the stuff that sticks up. And the animals eat the tevin, they don't eat the moitz. So to sift it, to separate them, even though that's not generally what the sifter would be used for, nevertheless, that is still asar al zbrira, and you're not allowed to do it. However, if you have a mixture of this tevin and moitz together, and you just want to transport it in this kvara, so you stick it into the kvara, and by moving the kvara, and you're going to move the kvara to the animals and dump it out. In other words, you're putting in food, a mixture, into the sifter, and using the sifter as a kli to move it to the animals to feed them. There, the halacha is that it's mutter, even though some stuff might fall out the bottom. Nevertheless, it's considered davar shenu miskaven. Kinira, that's not considered of secretion. Wouldn't be considered of secretion, therefore it's not a problem. The Tila David points out an interesting halacha here, and that is that there's a shayla, a klish l'mach l'isser. Can you give it to a guy, or can you use it for an animal? Let's say the use is not for yourself. The use is to give it to an animal. Can you use the klish l'mach l'isser to facilitate giving something to an animal? Or is it only that you have to, a human being has to use it? It's mavur over here that you're allowed to use the sifter, even though it's klish l'mach l'isser. That's when you're the one that's using it. But using it for the tzurich of the animal, that's still considered a tzurich, tzurich gufay, but it's a tzurich gufay which maybe wouldn't be considered a mutter dik a tzurich gufay. This is considered a mutter dik a tzurich gufay. Exactly where do you draw the line? I don't know. I'm going to leave the Erlem off with a question which maybe we'll discuss at the end of the Seder. And that is, I got this past Matzah Shabbos. Exactly to know what's considered the Tzurich HaShabbos, what's Mutter, Tzurich Kufay, Tzurich Mekoymay, when do you have a Heter? Somebody asked me that he found a chameleon 2 weeks ago, and he brought it home, and he has it in a cage. Now, chameleons eat insects. So he's been leaving open his screen to get as many insects as possible into his house. And unfortunately, Murphy's Law dictates that since then he hasn't had any issues with any bugs at all. But the once in a while that he finds bugs on the floor, he wants to know on Shabbos, is there any problem to pick up the bugs on Shabbos in a cup and dump it into the cage of the chameleon? That's what? Is it a shinuita? What's that? So maybe that's considered tiltum min hatzad. Tiltum min hatzad, the klal of tiltum min hatzad is if you're not using your hands, you're using your hands but derech something else, like a cup to scoop something up. It's mutter l'tzarev davar mutter. And it's also it's davar aser to feed an animal. The chameleon is davar aser, davar mutter. Is it betzim? He wanted to know. Maybe we could be miyachid all the bugs on Shabbos that they should be animal food. Any bug which comes into his house, we miyachid it. Lacher, you don't have live ones. Then there's also shaylov tzad. But when a person has animals, they do have to know how to prepare their food for the animals. Sometimes it's lush issues, sometimes it's tzad, sometimes it's muktzah. But either way, you gotta know what to do.